Does anyone wish that healthy eating was just easier? Like, I don't even want to think about it, but this is why I started using meal kits from Sunbasket. The kits are delivered straight to my door with all of the ingredients and easy to follow recipes. I can choose my own meals, but I actually let Sunbasket create my family menu for me. Again, I don't even want to think about this. They know my dietary requests, carb conscious and dairy free, plus my requests for less than 20 minutes of prep time. On the menu this week, pork lettuce cups, sweet potato chili, and shepherd's pie. The meats are antibiotic-free, the produce from hand-picked farms. Sunbasket also offers pre-made meals with zero prep or mess. They make a dinner faster than takeout and much healthier. Go to sunbasket.com/hiddentruecrime today to save $120 across your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/hiddentruecrime to save $120 across your first four deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. These days, things impacting my hormones feels like an endless list. And after talking to friends, I know that I'm not alone. It is so frustrating to figure out how to feel like myself again. And sometimes just when we think we're on top of it, perimenopause or menopause hits and it's like starting all over again. But Hormone Harmony is a formula I've been taking daily. It contains herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, the beauty about adaptogens, they help the body adapt to stress, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout our lives. Symptoms such as night sweats, poor sleep, racing thoughts, low mood. In the 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony, there's a repetitive thing women keep saying: they feel like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code HiddenTrueCrime at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code HiddenTrueCrime for 15% off today. I'm continuing to report from Delphi, Indiana, spending long nights in line and sitting in court each day to bring you detailed reports from the Richard Allen trial. Allen is charged with murdering best friends, 13-year-old Abigail Williams and 14-year-old Liberty German, in February of 2017. And the judge has actually decided to not only not televise this trial, but to also not even share audio. Thus, I am here to be the eyes and ears of the courtroom. These episodes are nightly live streams that I record on YouTube shortly after court ends each day. And if you notice these episodes are a bit more choppy than our other episodes, please understand why. And if you would like to catch the full unedited live stream, you can always head over to Hidden True Crime on YouTube. There are tears here. Do you know what? Listen to me. I'm live right now. So guys, it's guilty. It's guilty. And people are asking me questions right now. I was inside the courtroom. I have Susan here and I have Lexi, Libby's friend. So I'm going to talk to you guys and I'm talking to everybody else here that's listening. I was in the courtroom and the foreman came, they said guilty. There were tears. Libby's mother broke down right there, started crying, as did, I was right behind Kathy Allen, who was crying very, very hard. And she was sitting between Richard Allen's mother and Richard Allen's sister. And they both helped her and consoled her. And there were tears from the entire left side of the courtroom was Abby and Libby's family. And they were crying hard. And then again, Kathy was crying very hard. Richard Allen, I could only see the back of him really, but I didn't see any like open emotion when the judge spoke to him after about the next date, you know, possibly December 20th for the next set date to go over. He was just nodding. I could see the back of his head. And then after, we had to wait in there for quite a while to leave because they let the jurors leave first. And then by the time the jurors were out and completely gone from the courtroom, then they let the Allen family out first. And then at that moment when we had to stand to let the jury go out of the courtroom and the jury, you know, we stood for the jurors. Kathy Allen had a very, very hard time standing. She was devastated and she had to be lifted by both. Rich, you know, I saw him nodding on the side. I was in the back row. Everyone that was public was in the very back. They had very first row was media, then everything else on both sides until the very back was for families. And then we were in the very back. Then after Richard Allen's, oh, sorry. And then after Richard Allen's family left, and I'm saying this off memory. Okay, hold on. After Richard Allen's family left, and it was Abby and Libby's family's time to go, they let them out before the public and the media as well, before the media got out here, of course, to share all this news. They said, if anybody from Libby and Abby's family wants to go, then you guys can go. And at that moment, I noticed Becky, Patty, and Anna Williams just embraced right there. And they were just both crying so hard. And the embrace was so long. It's been 7 years. And that, when I saw that, definitely, you know, made me cry in there. So that's the latest. I don't know if I'm kind of sharing all of this, by the way. Well, while I'm sharing all this, guys, there were some reporters listening, and so I was just sharing this, and I'm going to maybe even take off and kind of conclude. I might honestly take off and head to my car to conclude reporting, guys. Hey, everyone. How's everyone doing? Oh, thanks for asking how I'm doing, Dana. I don't know. I thought maybe if I can get some alone time here, I can figure that out. But I've shared with each of you how I felt after all of the evidence was presented to me. And I have shared that with all of you. So it's not a day to celebrate. It's a really sad day, but it's not a sad day. It's not a day to celebrate, but it is a day for relief for me. And I'm going to be honest, because a very heavy burden on the jury, yes, but I'm telling you guys, this is the hardest thing that I have ever had to cover in my entire reporting career. I think that John and I are going to continue talking about what Delphi was. I know that I've been talking every night to Dr. John, and we've been covering this case behind the scenes and, well, in front of the scenes and behind the scenes for months and months and months, preparing for this, learning everything we can. Been talking to everybody that we know. Someone said just today, make sure you hear from both sides, Lauren. Trust me. We've been listening to everyone for months. Talking to anyone and everyone. And so I think full circle for those of you that were on my members live. Well, personally, you know, no, I'll just say this personally, like, if you want to know how I felt when the jury was read, complete relief. That is how I felt. And that's my honest truth. You know, just going back full circle, I've told you guys this story before. Now that I'm in a better mindset, I think I can tell it better now. Now that it's not, you know, 5 a.m. and I'm a little, you know, February 14th, 2017, I know exactly where John and I were that day, because I had heard about the two missing girls. I had either heard about the missing girls either like early that morning or like the night before. I don't know how. It was like barely making national news, but the missing girls before Abby and Libby's bodies were found did make national news, and it came my way. And then February 14th, 2017, John and I were together because we were getting an ultrasound and finding out that we were having a baby boy. And
I'm going to tell this story finally and be okay. And it was, John and I were just so happy to be having a child. John and I both wanted a child for the very longest time. We were having a child as older parents. We were so excited. And we found out on February 14th, 2017, that we were having a baby boy. And it was one of the happiest memories of my life. And we cried. And we went and registered for his nursery items, deciding that it was going to be animal themed. And we talked about what name we were going to name him, what we were going to call him. We decided then his name. And then I do remember hearing the news, because I'm a news junkie, that the two little girls in Delphi, Indiana were found murdered. And I remember the stark comparison of thinking, here John and I are celebrating and thinking of a future, the entire future of our soon-to-be baby boy and everything that he can be and will be. And again, picking out his nursery items. He was going to love animals. We were deciding that. And, you know, the type of son we were going to raise, while these two families on this very same day were experiencing the exact opposite of what we were experiencing at that moment. The two entire futures ripped from these little girls. And I have been following this case ever since. And yes, first as the public, we didn't even have a podcast when Abby and Libby were brutally murdered while having a fun day outside and a day out of off of school. And then we started our podcast talking about the Lori Vallow, Chad Daybell case, because there were two brutally murdered children in that case.
When making savings decisions, I want to know where my money is going. Acorns allows me to have that clarity. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. If you've ever wanted to start an IRA, Acorns has got you covered to get a good start. Open an Acorns Later IRA now and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. Who doesn't love extra retirement money? Something I love about Acorns is they allow you to see projected growth on their website. Simply go online, type in how much money you'd put in, and see the potential future balance of your account. Head to acorns.com/hiddentruecrime or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/hiddentruecrime. This Christmas, you can give the gift that brings a lasting impact by giving someone a lifetime membership to Rosetta Stone. With 25 different languages, all 50% off for a lifetime membership and no shipping fees, you can give your family and friends the gift that keeps on giving. For 30 years, Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert with millions of users. Users of Rosetta Stone can conveniently get bite-sized language lessons from wherever they are using their phone or computer. Do not put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. And today, Hidden True Crime listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. If you haven't finished shopping, or if you're like me and maybe you haven't even started, do not stress. I have the perfect solution. Uncommon Goods is the best place to find unique gifts. Whether you have an aunt who loves to try new recipes, a husband who loves the NFL, or a child who loves science projects, Uncommon Goods has you covered. Uncommon Goods looks for high quality, often handmade products from artists and small businesses, and they donate $1 from every purchase to a nonprofit of your choice, donating over $3 million to date. Get 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/hiddentruecrime. That's uncommongoods.com/hiddentruecrime for 15% off. Do not miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
And we focused on that for a really long time. And this case was always there. And I was always following it. And I was always listening and learning from all the creators following it. And then the day that Richard Allen was arrested, I finally went live. I was a podcaster then and a YouTuber. And that is when, 2 years ago, 2 years ago last month, that we started covering it as a podcast. And we continued following it, continued watching. And then when we learned that there would be no audio and no video in the courtroom, we just thought maybe we can help. And so I came out here, and John and I both agreed that when I decided to come out here, the whole plan was, look, if I can help and it's, you know, and we feel like it's important, we'll stay. And if not, I'll go home, and I'll go home and stay home on Halloween, because I went home for Halloween. And you guys on my members only, my YouTube members only, saw me going live early in the morning when I was home on Halloween. And it was really difficult to be home, to process everything I had seen and heard and felt. And it was hard to come back. It would have been hard to stay. But it was that moment where John and I both realized, yeah, I was going back to Delphi, and I was going to see this through, because we'll be telling you more soon, but we realized that it was really, really important just to relay facts and share what was really happening, because there was not as much truth out there as I had thought. And I'll be honest, Becky came up to me, and she, Becky Patty, and said, I've been watching, and I just want to thank you for sharing the facts. It's so important to share facts. And that's what I've been trying to do. And I was really scared, because after I saw all of the evidence and everything, 61 confessions, I believed in a guilty verdict. Thus, I feel relieved today. John and I will go live later, and I'm going to put you guys on mute 1 second, because there's somebody outside. Well, no, I'll keep talking. It's okay. I think now I just want you to know that there's been a bit of like what I call a chilling effect in Delphi, meaning a lot of people afraid to speak up because of what's happening here. A lot of people afraid to share what's really going on. A lot of people that feel bullied. A lot of people that have felt threatened. And then, of course, there are gag orders, which people have been respecting. So I did make eye contact with Becky Patty in there after the verdict was read. And I looked at her, and we nodded at each other. And smiled. So I will go home. Thank you to everyone saying, now go home. I will go home, but probably not until I go live. I have to buy a ticket, guys. So as soon as I can get a flight. And by the way, Delphi is, and it's not like there's an airport here, guys. I'll have to get a trip to Indianapolis and a ticket and a pack and all that. But I am definitely getting home and fast. And I want to talk to a few people too. There are now people that I know that are willing to come forward now because there's been a verdict that will feel safer coming forward. There were some podcasts I chose not to do because even I was afraid. Guys, it's been scary, if I'm going to be honest. So yeah, there's just a little bit. And I want to know that there are so many people behind the scenes that I know are feeling relieved today. So I believe that this is closure for this entire town who has been forever changed by this. One second. So I'm going to actually thank you everyone for your support and your kindness. I'm seeing that now. Thank you. The chat was so fast. Thank you to our mods. I believe that. Yeah. Thank you everyone. I'm seeing, thank you so much. I do believe that Delphi will be able to breathe again. People have been silent. Voices have been silenced. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, you're okay. Yeah. You know, I've been going live since I got out, so.
No, you're good. I'm
back. Okay. My father's alibi, thank you. Thank you so much. And my father's alibi, that gift that you gave to Ted last week was delivered to him. So thank you. And thank you for this. I know that there are a lot of people here asking details. When's the sentencing? What's going on? December 20th was something, but they were also talking appeals. And the same thing that happens, that always happens in the courtroom, let me explain, is I can't hear a lot. And then we're not allowed to talk. And then I came right outside before getting my facts and, you know, talking to other people and just went live, straight live. So I will find out everything. Here, come over here. Howard, this is one of the many friends I've met here.
Hey, everyone.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I mean, incredibly emotional, as I think a lot of people are out here. I think that, you know, it's been a long road for this day to come, but I think it's a good day, and that's all we can really focus on for the families of Libby and Abby right now. I mean, it's not over, clearly. We know there'll be an appeal filed, I'm sure, and then sentencing isn't until the 20th of December, so.
So it was December. I said, I know something was on December 20th, and people are asking me. I'm like, I just started going live the moment I went out, and I couldn't hear everything in there. So it is the sentencing.
And the gag order is remaining in place until sentencing.
Okay. Okay.
They came out and announced that.
Okay.
In lieu of a press conference. They said for the next month, which will be, you know, sentencing.
So no press conference, no talking. Okay. All right. All right.
Thank you, Lauren.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye, everyone.
Okay. We'll see ya.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.